This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm reminding you about the power of the process. For the last several weeks, many of us around the country have been experiencing a winter slump. And when you're in any kind of a slump, it can be difficult to keep up with your goals. From time to time, we've talked about setting goals and getting to the finish line or finishing strong. But today, I am solely focused on the process. The process is key because sometimes we can become so focused on that amazing outcome at the finish line that we tend to focus less on the process and being excellent each step of the way. I can recall being in a meeting once where a colleague referenced the coach John Wooden. Mr. Wooden, if you're not familiar, is one of basketball's preeminent coaches due to his record number of wins and his philosophy of focusing on the process. Instead of simply striving for wins, Mr. Wooden tends to focus on his team and the standard his team needs to meet to achieve those wins. When I first heard this, I had to ponder the concept for a while, as I couldn't understand how one could achieve all those wins without focusing on the win itself. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Daniel's life. Daniel is mostly known for coming out of the lion's den unharmed. Yet that type of faith and courage didn't just appear in Daniel overnight. It grew in him from his daily act of worshiping. He nurtured his strength day in and day out through his process. When we can trust the process each day, God will handle the rest. And as you think about that, remember these words: "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped." Psalm 28:7. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, trust your process.